Lord, we give you thanks today for the opportunity to worship, the opportunity to hear your word and receive your sacraments. We ask now, Lord, you would open our ears and minds to your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Ducking into the confession booth at his local church, Dwight was carrying a turkey under his arms. And as he made his confession, he said, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Father, would you forgive me, for I have stolen this turkey to feed my family." And he said, "Actually, I'd like to give it to you, and that would help kind of ease my guilt. Would you take it?" And the priest said, "Absolutely not. In order for you to make your penance, you have to take it back to the one from whom you stole it." And so he said, "Oh, Father, please, I tried, but he refused. Please, what can I do? Tell me." The priest said, "Well, if you're serious and if you're truthful about what you said, then you can take it back home to your family." And so Dwight, thanked the priest and then took the turkey and went on his way. The priest finished up his time of confession and went back to his place of residence. And when he got there, he went into the kitchen and found that someone had stolen his turkey. Well, perhaps you're preparing for a great Thanksgiving feast this week, and maybe you're preparing some turkey or whatever, and I'm also suspecting that you're going to be giving thanks during this week. And certainly, we as Christians are not the only ones who celebrate Thanksgiving. Many other people do as well. They maybe have their traditional Thanksgiving dinners, and maybe they sit down and they give thanks to someone or to something, maybe even to what they perceive as God. But in reality, so many people that celebrate Thanksgiving really don't understand what they're really doing, that they're really worshiping the Creator at this time. Robert Mueller, in an article in Newsweek a while back, said this: "The God worshipped and thanked by millions of people bears little or no resemblance to the God of the Bible. As a matter of fact, conversation about this, about the holiday is likely to reveal that many people have no transcendent referent in mind at all. It may be that a good many individuals think of giving thanks as some form of self-therapy, with gratitude identified more in attitudinal than theological terms. The secular vision of Thanksgiving feels empty and false. If there is no creator and the universe is a cosmic accident, whom do we thank? At best, all we can do is to be happy, at least in some sense, that this accident has not turned out worse. If there is no divine intelligence or benevolence behind world events, public and personal, it certainly seems like our Thanksgiving is just an exercise in considering ourselves comparatively lucky. How can fate be thanked?" he concluded. Why are we as Christians asked to celebrate and give thanks to God? Well, I believe the main reason we're asked to give thanks is because we have been given a second chance in life. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have received the forgiveness of our sins, we've received a home in heaven, we've received eternal life, and all of these things are things that cause us to give thanks. And certainly that's the case when we receive Jesus Christ into our lives. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us and begins to transform our human spirits and makes us children of God. And so, this is the thing for which Christians really should be giving thanks. The fact that we have been given this second chance, this new life in Jesus Christ. Everything else, all the other good things we've received, the financial blessings we have, the relationships we have, the material possessions we have, all these things, as our first lesson today says, really have been given to us by God. God gives us the ability to have these things. And so we are to give thanks for those things as well, but ultimately to give thanks to God for Jesus Christ. Everything else we receive really is things for which we can give thanks, but they're really kind of gravy, if you'll pardon the pun. When we truly know and trust in Jesus Christ, then we can follow St. Paul's admonition in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 when he says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now you notice it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances," not necessarily for all circumstances. We know that we're giving thanks to God, and when we give thanks to God, we're thanking Him that He has allowed this circumstance or this situation to happen in our lives, or He has caused this to happen to teach us something, or He has allowed this to happen for some other reason that we'll never know, maybe until we get to glory. And so we know that Christ, when we know Christ, we have a better chance of having an eternal perspective on the situations and circumstances that face us in our lives. And as a result, we know that ultimately Christ will work out all things for our greatest good, because we love Him and are called according to His purpose. We also know that He will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. Sandra felt about as low as the heels of her shoes were as she braced herself against the November wind and as she entered into the flower shop door. Her life had been easy. It had been like a spring breeze. Then in the fourth month of her second pregnancy, a minor automobile accident stole that from her. During this Thanksgiving week, she would have delivered a son. She grieved over her loss. As if that weren't enough, her husband's company threatened to transfer. Then her sister, whose holiday visit she coveted, called saying she couldn't come for the holiday. Then Sandra's friend infuriated her by suggesting her grief was a God-given path to maturity, and that would allow her to empathize with others in pain. "She had no idea what I'm feeling," thought Sandra with a shudder. Thanksgiving? Thankful for what? For a careless driver whose truck had hardly been scratched when he rear-ended her and drove her into the car in front of her? Thanks for the airbag that saved her life but took that of her child? "Good afternoon, may I help you?" The shop's clerk approached, startled her. I need an arrangement," stammered Sandra. "For Thanksgiving? Do you want a beautiful or ordinary arrangement? Or would you like a chance to challenge the day with a customer favorite I call the Thanksgiving special?" "I'm convinced that flowers tell a story," the shopkeeper said. "Are you looking for something that conveys gratitude this Thanksgiving?" "Not exactly," Sandra blurted out. "In these last 5 months, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong." Sandra regretted her outburst and was surprised when the clerk said, "I have the perfect arrangement for you." Just then the shop's door's small bell rang and the shop clerk said, "Hi, Barbara, let me get your order." She politely excused herself and walked toward the small workroom. Then quickly it reappeared carrying an arrangement of greenery, bows, and long-stem roses, except the ends of the rose stems were neatly snipped. There were no flowers. "Want this in a box?" asked the clerk. Sandra watched for a customer's response. Was this a joke? Who would want rose stems with no flowers? She waited for laughter, but neither woman laughed. "Yes, please," replied Barbara with an appreciative smile. "You'd think after 3 years of getting the special, I wouldn't be so moved by its significance. But I can feel it right here all over again." Stammered Sandra. "That lady just left with... She is left with no flowers." "Right," said the clerk. "I cut off the flowers. That's the special. I call it the Thanksgiving thorn bouquet." "Oh, come on. You can't tell me someone is willing to pay for that," exclaimed Sandra. "Barbara came into the shop 3 years ago feeling much like you feel today," explained the clerk. "She thought she had very little to be thankful for. She had lost her father to cancer. The family business was failing. Her son was into drugs, and she was facing major surgery." "That same year I had lost my husband," continued the clerk, "and for the first time in my life had just spent the holidays alone. I had no children, no husband, no family nearby, and too great a debt to allow any travel." "So what did you do?" asked Sandra. "I learned to be thankful for thorns," answered the clerk quietly. "I've always thanked God for the good things in my life and never questioned the good things that happened to me. But when bad stuff hit, did I ever question? It took me time to learn that dark times are important. I have always enjoyed the flowers of life, but it took thorns to show me the beauty of God's comfort. You know, the Bible says that God comforts us when we're afflicted, and from His consolation, we learn to comfort others. Sandra sucked in her last breath as she thought about the very thing her friend had tried to tell her. I guess the truth is, I don't want comfort. I've lost a baby, and I'm angry with God. Just then, everyone else walked into the shop. Hey, Phil! Someone else walked into the shop. Hey, Phil! Shouted the clerk to the balding, rotund man. My wife sent me in to get our usual Thanksgiving special. 12 thorny long-stem stems, laughed Phil, as the clerk handed him the tissue-wrapped arrangement from the refrigerator. Those are for your wife? Asked Sandra incredulously. Do you mind me asking why she wants something that looks like that? No, I'm glad you asked, Phil replied. 4 years ago, my wife and I nearly divorced. After 40 years, we were in a real mess, but by the Lord's grace and guidance, we slogged through problem after problem. He rescued our marriage, and Jenny here, the clerk, told me she kept a vase of rose stems to remind her of what she had learned from thorny times, and that was good enough for me. I took home some of those stems. My wife and I decided to label each one for a specific problem and give thanks for what that problem taught us. Phil paid the clerk and said to Sandra, I highly recommend the special. I don't know if I can be thankful for the thorns in my life, Sandra said. It's all too fresh. Well, the clerk replied carefully, my experience has shown me that thorns make roses more precious. We do treasure God's providential care more during trouble than at any other time. Remember, it was a crown of thorns that Jesus wore so we might know his love. Don't resent the thorns. Tears rolled down Sandra's cheeks. For the first time since the accident, she loosened her grip on resentment. I'll take those 12 long-stem thorns, she pleased. She managed to choke out. I hope that you would, the clerk said gently. I'll have them ready for you in a minute. Thank you. What do I owe you? Nothing but a promise to allow God to heal your heart. The first year's arrangement is always on me. The clerk smiled and handed a card to Sandra. I'll attach this card to your arrangement, but maybe you would like to read it first. It read, My God, I have never thanked you for my thorns. I have thanked you 1,000 times for my roses, but never once for my thorns. Teach me the glory of the cross I bear. Teach me the value of thorns. Show me that I have climbed closer to you along the path of pain. Show me through my tears the colors of your rainbow look much more brilliant. Maybe you're here today and maybe you've had one thing after another happen to you. Maybe things just haven't gone well for you at all this year. Maybe you've had one problem after another and nothing seems to be going right. And maybe you're having a hard time thinking about something for which to give thanks. May I encourage you, if you're a Christian here, to focus on Jesus Christ and to remember what he has done for you by forgiving your sins, by giving you new life, by preparing a home for you in heaven, and by being with you each day. If you're not a Christian here, maybe you might want to take time to invite Christ to come into your life, to give you a second chance in life, to give you an opportunity to really be thankful for something that is eternal rather than something that is just temporal. And then perhaps as you do that, you'll begin to be even more thankful for the things that you do have, the blessings that you have received. All of us have so many blessings that we just take for granted. And at this Thanksgiving time, we have an opportunity to remind ourselves that there is someone who ultimately is responsible for these things, someone to whom we can give thanks. I really love one of the passages that St. Paul wrote in the book of Philippians in chapter 4. And he wrote these words, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When you pray, do you give thanks to God? Do you take time to thank him for the blessings that he has, to thank him for Christ, to thank him for the things that you have in your life? That's what we should always include in our prayers. And certainly as we give thanks to God, it reminds us that there is a God who is ultimately in control of our lives. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you have reminded us through this lesson today that there's so much for which we are to give thanks. And Lord, we ultimately give thanks to your Son, Jesus Christ, for being willing to provide a way for us to be called a child of God by sending your Holy Spirit to live inside of us and to transform our human spirits and make us acceptable to you. Lord, we thank you that you've forgiven us of our sins and you've given us a new start in life. Help us, Lord, to live a life of gratitude, of thankfulness to you for your many blessings. We thank you for the things that we have in this world and that you've given us the ability to have these things. And ultimately, Lord, we ask that you would help us to convey this attitude of gratitude to those around us so that they too might look to you and be thankful. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.